Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. You know, it's hard to think of Jesus Christ as ever needing improvement or growth, right? I mean, of any kind. But the Word of God tells us that he kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men, Luke 2:52. As God, he was complete and had everything. But as a human being, he had to grow in wisdom and favor. So do you. When we become children of God by placing our faith in Jesus, we are fully accepted and deeply loved regardless of our behavior. And it's not possible for God to love us more at some times than others because he is love and cannot stop loving. But favor is a different story. It can be conferred or withdrawn by our Heavenly Father, and it's up to us, therefore, to choose the path that leads to God's favor. These paths are outlined throughout the Word of God. The Bible says, he who finds me finds life and obtains favor with God. Isn't that good? It's a growing process and has some specific steps. Listen to God. Heed instruction, not neglect it. And finally, we're exhorted to watch daily and wait. Listening, heeding, keeping, watching, waiting. Just some of the steps in growing in favor with God.
Pretty exciting, don't you think? What in the world is going on? Well, with all the hoopla, all the rah-rah-rah of BLM, Black Lives Matter, and that movement, they started a massive wave of Americans uniting to call for the defunding of police in America and eradicating white supremacy in America to make positive changes for Black Americans in America. But the experts are weighing in now, reflecting on the movement's scoreboard in 2022, saying that Black America hasn't benefited at all. Really? I don't think I would agree with that, would you? I mean, really, these communities now are worse off because of BLM, overemphasizing the role of police officers. They've changed police behavior for the worse. Sure they have. The Manhattan Institute's Jason Riley said recently, in other words, police do become more cautious. They're less likely to get out of their cars and engage with people in the community in America. And to the extent that police are less proactive, the criminals have the run of the place. Isn't that wonderful? Riley noted that police brutality still exists. Of course, like everything else, bad cops exist. People are bad in every endeavor. I've said so many times there are bad pastors, bad evangelists, bad missionaries. Anyway, bad cops? Nothing wrong with raising awareness about police misconduct, right? But BLM has overfocused, all they have, on police, and they do not take into account that 97 to 98% of Black homicides do not, let me repeat, do not involve the police at all. Good grief, Charlie Brown. So, does the right hand know what the left hand is doing? Do you know? Hey, the Environmental Protection Agency spent $7 million in big hard bucks from President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 fiasco, known as a relief package, on a program to replace, how does this work, diesel school buses with electric school buses in underserved communities. The EPA's 2021 American Rescue Plan Electric School Bus Rebate Program allocated $7 million in money from Biden's American Rescue Plan Act, your money, to replace up to four diesel buses with electric school buses totaling $1.2 million, $300,000 each. That makes a lot of nothing this administration does make sense, right? A U.S. appeals court yesterday ruled that California's ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons to adults under 21 is unconstitutional, a move gun rights advocates hope will pave the way for similar rulings across this country. The San Francisco-based Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the law violates the Second Amendment and that a San Diego judge should have blocked what is called the almost total ban on semi-automatic centerfire rifles for young adults. Americans would not exist without the heroism of young adults who fought and died in our Revolutionary Army, said Judge Ryan Nelson. He wrote that in a 2-1 ruling. Today, we reaffirm our Constitution still protects the right that enabled their sacrifice, the right of young adults to keep and bear arms. Okay. It happened in Texas. Sheriff's deputy there killed Wednesday after a crash with an 18-wheeler truck on a Houston area freeway. Another was injured during an escort to the hospital. Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Adam Howard, 27 years old, died a short time later after the crash on State Highway 249 in a Houston suburb. He was initially taken to the hospital in critical condition, where he died. Still in Texas, a woman there faces federal charges after allegedly driving an 18-wheeler packed with illegal immigrants that broke down on the highway in Ganado, Texas. Police have identified the woman as Cody Hartman. The Texas Department of Public Safety state trooper discovered the disabled vehicle. He stopped to assist, noticed 4 or 5 people walking around the trailer. When police questioned her, the woman said she ran out of diesel, was transporting energy drinks. Well, do you know where this one went? You'll be hearing more in the days ahead. Oh, the clock is ticking to the planned end of the Title 42 pandemic border restrictions, which is expected to add to an already growing backlog of cases before immigration courts in America. The COVID-19 area health measure used to deport immigrants crossing the border illegally going to expire May the 23rd. Here we go. The backlog in cases has allowed over 1.7 million people into this country. Just a total disaster. That backlog has seen some people waiting, get it, 5 years for a court hearing. Are we insane? The biggest fear they have in ending Title 42 is they're going to do the same thing. They're going to, well, have judges stop doing the cases they already have heard and finished and move on to these, to the Title 42 cases that are new, and so they won't be ready and everything is going to be out of control. It is already, ever since Biden got in office. Oh, here you go. Explain this. The sky turned a bloody shade of red in China over the weekend, sparking panic among residents, and now some are pointing to Bible prophecy about the end times and the coming of Jesus to earth. Panic could be heard in the voices of the residents as they recorded this discolored horizon, stirring apocalyptic fears. The crimson sky was most prominent there by the port. Some thought maybe something was on fire. I have never, ever seen anything like this. It really amazes me that the sky can even turn red, said one resident. An Israeli news reporter noted, Bible scholars have no need to speculate about crimson heavenly portents frequently described by the prophets. The Old Testament Joel is among those who describe such celestial phenomenon and associated it with the day of the Lord. Joel 2:30-31, I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In business news, oil giant Saudi Aramco. Ever heard of that? Yesterday, they surpassed Apple, you've heard of them, as the world's most valuable company. Aramco's market valuation was just under $2.43 trillion. Apple, which fell more than 5% during trading in the U.S. on Wednesday, is now worth $2.37 trillion. It just kind of shows we're in trouble in the economy in many areas. It was Apple surpassing Saudi Aramco to become the world's most valuable public traded company back in 2020. It's reversed. Big Brother is watching you. Has been for some time. Cameras everywhere. Now, artificial intelligence somehow getting programmed into cameras. So let's say you're at work there and some guy walks in with a rifle. They're programming these cameras now in such a way that alerts go off everywhere. I just wonder, though, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Mankind has a propensity to turn something good into, yep, evil. Voting and cheating, why, that's nearly impossible. A Democrat county supervisor down in Virginia has been accused of dozens of counts of vote fraud in a case in which prosecutors allege he just showed up at the homes of voters with absentee ballot applications and ballots to ensure he'd get their vote. Yeah, Knox District Supervisor Trey Atkins facing what? 42 felony charges handed down by the grand jury. Election fraud, absentee voting procedure violations, forgery of public records, conspiracy to make false statements, election fraud, and more. Really? Yeah, it's just pretty impossible to have vote fraud today. So, what do you know, Joe? Obviously, very little. Biden is going to visit Jerusalem. Isn't that something? Oh, wait a minute. He's going to do that and make an unprecedented statement. That is that Zion belongs to the Muslims. Joe, read Ezekiel 43:7. Yep, fake President Biden planning to visit Israel in June. A recent report claims that while there, he will visit the eastern section of Jerusalem in a clear message of support for establishing a Palestinian capital in the Jews' eternal capital. CNN has reported the president's office had announced unfinalized plans, but no U.S. president has ever visited this section of Jerusalem. This stands in stark contrast to Trump, who prayed at the Western Wall. In addition, the Biden administration has pledged to reopen a consulate for Palestinians in the eastern section of Jerusalem after Trump closed the consulate when he moved the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Oh, it's just a mess. Oh, and WorldNet Daily, they put on a funny question today. You're supposed to answer yes, no, or not sure. Would America be better off without Joe Biden in the White House? My friend, America would be a better place without Joe Biden in it. And finally, who said that? Was that an old-timer? You're about to find out, America, why I washed my aluminum foil, reused my tea bags many times, and saved all that bacon grease. A gentle reminder, God doesn't want our leftovers. He gives us his best, and he wants us to give him our best in return. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Just a quickie. Thank you for listening, telling others about the broadcast, praying for us, supporting us, just loving us. Greg Patton Ministries brings you Hello World every day at this time, Monday through Friday. Greg Patton Ministries comes out of the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just so you know. Well, I talked just a bit last night in church about what a confusing world we live in. We have no idea what's really happening in Washington. Well, we do, but we don't. Everything going on in the world today, signaling the soon return of Jesus Christ, I think it's without a question. Jesus is coming soon, but so many things happening. I'll say again, so confusing for all of us. You know, I think I live in the real world. I think for the most part, I'm normal. How about you? No comment, please. Yeah. You know, half of the country lives in a world that I don't. I think that they are insane. You know, politically, someone is right in all of this, and someone is wrong. There cannot be two truths. It's just like spiritual. Is there many ways to heaven? Someone is right, and someone is wrong. And kind of a key to all of this is when you trust Almighty God in life, you win, regardless of the politics. Politicians are not in charge. God is. So when you trust God, you win. When you do right, you win. And of course, we ought to understand what win means, being in line with the will of God for our lives and just doing the right thing. Now, of course, with all of that, let's turn the page. Let's go over here for a moment. So you got to pause and think, what's going to happen in the world? What is happening in the world today? And what is going to happen tomorrow? Who's in charge? Think principalities. Think powers ruling in the world today. Oh, yeah. God gives Satan free rein. It is crazy. Satan and his army pushing globalism. And we're talking Bible here. We're talking world. How do you put that all together where you live? It's important.
a reminder on globalism. That's a borderless world, no barriers, everybody together, socialism through and through, a one-world government, and globalism is the opposite of our American values and the teaching of Christianity. Absolutely.
Christian, do you believe in a deep state? Is there such a thing?
Secretly manipulating control of governmental policy? Do you know what's going on? And then this George Soros guy, Nazi collaborator, putting money, millions and millions of dollars, into anti-conservative, anti-Christian positions? Wow. A world out there, organized, independent of people's fundamental and religious convictions, is taking over.
You can listen to the voices of Christianity on the radio, on television, in your pulpit, I hope. It's time to take a stand. The hour is late. We have acquiesced in so many areas. We have become desensitized. This thing of abortion, it was wrong when it began in 1973. Roe versus Wade, how in the world can so many people be for murdering children as being the right thing and applaud when that position is assumed? We are just crazier than crazy in America because it's so confusing out there. We need to know where we stand. Don't let the majority rule. A bunch of people over here say this is right. Next thing you know, you're thinking, well, maybe they are right. Don't fall for that garbage.
Talk about a demonic attitude. It simply means that you support a position that you are innocent until proven guilty. What do we have here in the New America? We have some demonic attacks going on where you are guilty until you're proven innocent.
When you watch the news, listen to the news, secular, the lefty loonies, do you get confused? I mean, so many times I have no idea what they're talking about. I think that's a part of the master plan. I mean, you're not stupid, are you? Of course not. So what is going on?
There's only two programs in the world today. One run by God, one run by the world. Yeah. And we certainly know where the major networks, I keep calling them the left-leaning media.
Now, I've met many of you. I've talked to many of you. You have no television in your home. The majority of people, Christians, do. So you take some time out in the evening and you watch one of the sitcoms, one of the comedies, maybe one of the detective programs, and there are bunches of those. I watched a couple of them, and my goodness, all the things that the left is for starting to come up in the programs. I just want to see the good guys get the bad guys, but no. We're going to address the racism. We're going to address the Christian's position and this and that, and hey, it's out there. Can't be avoided. Why? You got good, you got evil. Which side do you think television is on for the most part? They have to do that. That's the way of the world. You're battling the flesh, the world, the devil. How are you doing in that battle, by the way? And are these people influencing you at all? Of course they are. When I did my media series so strongly across the country in the Christian schools and in churches, the influence of today's music, both rock and country and all that stuff, and the television programming, it has an influence on you. What you see, the eye gate, the ear gate. I talked about G-I-G-O, you know that. Garbage in, garbage out. The antithesis is that, is G-I-G-O, God in and God out. You want to think the thoughts of God, not the things of the world. And so you need to get a good balance in there. Maybe some people have the right idea. Just turn the TV off totally or throw it out of the house.
I was reading 2 Chronicles over the weekend. This is so good. Go to chapter 15. It's really the reform of Asa, or you. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judea and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. That's the secret of life. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he's going to forsake you." For a long time, Israel was without the true God and without a priest to teach and without the law. But in their distress, How many times have I seen this in emergency rooms, in the funeral home, and... But in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. And in those days it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil, one nation being crushed by another, and one city by another. Because, and who was the author of this? Because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. He does that for you and me. Sure he does. But as for you, be strong. Don't give up, he said. And for your work, it's going to be rewarded. And that's the key verse, verse 7. Read it in your own Bible. But as for you, be strong and don't give up. Don't quit. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah's son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. He took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land. And, well, it is a great message there in 2 Chronicles 15, something that you and I need to do. We need to turn to God. I think one reason, again, you talk about our president and things going on there, he continues to favor and bless Israel. It's in the Bible. I believe if he weren't a Christian, didn't profess Christianity, but did what he does as far as things toward the nation of Israel, he's going to continue to be blessed and going to continue to win. Yeah, you be for God, God will be for you, my Christian friend. It's something to pray about and realize that, you know, you can't just have part-time Christianity on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, these different times that you go to church. You are a walking Bible. 24/7, you are God's representative. How about Joshua in chapter 1? God tells him, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as promised to Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea of the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. What a message from God. So you be strong, verse 6, Joshua 1. You be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers and to give them. Be strong, be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses, the one he gave to you, and do not turn from the right or to the left that you may be successful wherever you go, and do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. We need to meditate on it day and night, that you be careful. Everything that's written in it, you do it. Then you're going to be prosperous. Then you're going to be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Oh, what a message. You and I need to look to the author of our faith, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. No politician going to get us there. Almighty God is a successful Christian life. Again, you might want to read 2 Chronicles 15 today and Joshua chapter 1. God continues to exhort you to be courageous, very courageous in these times. You're on the winning side, regardless of how it looks or how it sounds. Don't listen to those people. You are a winner in the eyes of Almighty God. Well, what did you get out of the word today, my friend, on your own? And finally, it has happened. My Facebook has been hacked. Ladies, you need to know that I love you in the Lord. So please do not accept any marriage proposals from me. It's all fake. Oh, that's it. Had my say for another day. You need a little humor in your life. It is a good medicine. You've been listening to Hello World News, information, comment, all kinds of stuff here every day. This half hour, thank you for being here. Tell others about the broadcast, please. Ever in Fort Wayne? Come visit me at the Cross. Love to have you in attendance, my friend. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your Thursday.